We get a first one under advisement is case number... 11,526.
I believe before you get there, we still have a hearing that we need to hear for...
11,527.
Okay.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm looking at the wrong number. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Deborah Hickman, sorry.
No problem there. Right.
We do that so infrequently, you forgot, huh?
End.
I'm sorry?
I say we do that so infrequently, you forgot.
I know, you do. It only got me on. Okay. Sorry about that, man.
That's okay.
And just for the record, the witnesses, Deborah Hickman and Dwayne Marvel, have
yes.
previously been sworn in at an earlier point this evening.
Okay. You're here now to address the standards.
Okay, yes.
If you would, please.
Thank you.
Mr. Melody called for that.
All right, what we're doing or trying to do is we have property that was our family's property, and we're splitting it in two. And when Mr. Miller came to survey the property, the best possible scenario he could come up with to make it even was what he did on the survey. So we each have equal share.
Okay.
The uniqueness is basically it's smaller in the front and expands in the back. So we're just trying to put the driveway where we both can share it equally, coming and going. Be the only way we could get in and out of our property both ways for both cases of property.
Oh, right.
But basically, I am trying to get up there because of our mother. Her health is getting
going down
worse. Yeah. So someone just needs to be beside her. I volunteered to move back up because we rent right now in Ocean View. We'd like to go back up and have a place of our own and be there. So, the only way to get in and out is with the driveway, which is currently was there before when my grandmother, Helen Johnson, lived there umpteen years ago and stuff. So we're just trying to get back to where we were. Basically, move back home. That's basically what I'm trying to do. We don't have any difficulty in this. We're just trying to get back home, like I said. Would the variance alter any characteristics in the neighborhood? No, I think it would probably improve it because right now it's just an empty lot. So we would put a home and a garage there beside my mom on the empty lot. It's all family owned. We're sisters. Everything up there is going to be family. We won't have no hardships with anybody. We're just trying to. This is the one piece of the puzzle that can start the next piece of the puzzle that we've been trying to work on since August to get it all going and stop. So that's basically all I have.
Okay. Mr. Mills?
So if the back property line were the front property line, you wouldn't even need a variance, right?
That's true. If it started wide all the way through, we'd be good.
And the property has an odd shape because of the way it was carved out.
Yeah, it's basically there's a Del Dot has the ditch there, so really can't really go... across the ditch. I mean, they marked the X right there, kind of like just a little bit over where the road was now, to make it equally substantiated for us to both go in and out of it.
And you all didn't create this situation in that the property was left to you to divide and...
Right. Divide and conquer.
And it otherwise can't be done.
Right.
Okay, so therefore the variance that you're requesting is a minimum to afford relief. Okay.
I just want to go back home.
I think that addresses the standards.
Okay. Any other questions? All right. Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Workman?
No questions.
And I have no further questions. Do you address them? Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
My husband.
Better be.
He wants to move back home with me, too.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing that, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think that the applicant's demonstrated they meet the standards for granting a variance. It's a unique piece of property because of the way it's cut. Because of the way it's been conveyed to them, it doesn't seem that there's any other way to... divide the property and evenly, and therefore making the variance necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The applicant's didn't create the hardship in that they were, the property was left to them to be divided in such a manner. We didn't hear testimony that it would alter the essential character of the neighborhood or be detrimental to public welfare. And because of the situation, and the applicant feels that it's a minimum to afford relief, so I make a motion that we approve case number 11,527.
I have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Mills, second by Mr. Hudson, that we approve case number 11,527.
Yay,
all
thank
those
you.
In favor of the motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,527 is approved.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for the second time.
See how easy that was?
I know. That's how I can go to sleep.
Next time I won't give this to people that don't supposed
there
to have
you
it.
Go.
That's what my mistake was.
There thank you. Go. Yes, ma'am.